God, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you come in. I was just thinking of, I was just thinking about, well, a lot of things, to be honest. Yes, that's right. Like I said earlier, I'm the housekeeper, Miss White, or Bianca, if you'd like. Sorry, I'm just kind of stressed out right now. I've got all these dishes to clean, but the other officers told me not to touch anything. Though, not sure it really matters anymore. I don't think I'm going to be working here after this. Oh, yeah, sorry about the state of things in here. Why don't you pull up a couple of stools and sit down? I'll try to help as best I can, but just understand that I didn't see a whole lot. I was preparing dinner and cleaning for most of the night. And I don't really know the family all that well either. Aside from Amelia, of course. I hope that's okay, Detective. Yeah, I don't really... Look, I don't want to sound insensitive, but I don't really like most of them. I mean, everyone, except Amelia. They're... Well, they're assholes. Let's leave it at that. No, I'm not trying to put you on their scent. I'm just... Rich families suck, don't you think? I mean, these people have every single advantage. Great lives. And they're literally killing each other. Like, what the fuck? It's so messed up. Right, sorry. Why don't you go ahead and investigate me? I may not care much about the others, but I was fond of James. I want you to nail whoever killed him. You hear me? Well, most of the day I was preparing food here in the kitchen. The spread, dinner, dessert, all that stuff. It was a lot of work, so I didn't really get to interact with any of the guests, thank God. But I did get a visit from Amelia and her bitch cousins while I was making dessert. Yeah, that's right, Jen and Viv. They came in with Amelia and she miraculously convinced them to help me out. Though, to be honest, the bitch sisters were mostly fighting the whole time. Amelia managed to actually frost the cake, while the other two caused a ruckus. Had to ask them to leave, and me and Amelia finished up after that. What? Oh, it was an almond cream cake. It was James's favourite. Hmm? Yeah, I'd make everything from scratch. They're rich people, remember? A trip to Walmart isn't exactly going to impress them. Yeah, all the ingredients are over there in the pantry. You're welcome to take a look if you like. What? The almonds? Yeah, we have all kinds of nuts and fresh produce. Why? No, I didn't know that cyanide came from almonds. What? Why is that important? You're saying James could have been murdered with almonds? But that's not... I mean, how could anyone even do that? Turn almonds to poison, I mean. Well, I'm just a housekeeper, detective. I wouldn't know where to begin. I have almonds in the pantry because they're... were James's favourite food. He liked them in everything. Salads, crusted on fish, desserts, you name it. I didn't know they had poison in them, and even if I did, I wouldn't know how the hell to, what do you call it? Extract it anyway. Well, Detective, all I can tell you is I don't know anything. Besides, isn't cyanide something you can buy? How do you know it was made from scratch anyway? Well, if it's expensive, I can tell you there's plenty of rich suspects for you to choose from. I mean, Miss Peacock and the Colonel, for instance. They are loaded. But if you think this was done with the almonds, then all I can say is ask Jen. She's the scientist. If anyone knows how to turn a nut into a murder weapon, it's her. Well, like I said before, Detective, I didn't see a whole lot. I was in here. But, well, yeah, I overheard a few of the others talking about the fight between James and the Colonel in the study. You don't think that... Right, sorry. Well, if the poison was planted beforehand, then somebody would have needed the key. Mm-hmm, that's right. The study's locked at all times. James kept lots of documents in there, not to mention the safe. Well, there were only two people with a key. James and me. And James wasn't the type to misplace things. My key is over there by the wall. Yeah, on the ring there, with the other keys. It's in there somewhere. Look, Detective, I don't mean to be impatient, but I've told you already. I was slaving away in here all night. If somebody wanted to get that key and get into the study, they'd easily could have done it and put it back before I even noticed. Normally I'd safeguard it, but this was a family gathering. It's not like anyone was expecting, well, a murder or anything. That's right. The only people I saw in here were Jen and Viv, and Amelia, of course. Sure, I don't mind you asking. Go ahead. Well, I got this job around 3 years ago. James was still married to Liz, Miss Peacock, back then. But truthfully, I wouldn't have gotten this job if not for Amelia. That's right. We go way back. Amelia and I were best friends in high school. Still are, actually. She's a wonderful person. James loved her more than his own daughters. Can't blame him. His daughters are bitches. Yeah, well, if you haven't talked to them already, you'll probably come to the same conclusion. I wouldn't put it past your detective skills. Anyway, Amelia went to college and I stayed here. Worked the odd job, waited on tables, tended bar, all that stuff. Years later, Amelia graduated, got her first book published, and I needed help. I wasn't doing too well, all things considered. She talked to James and, well, he'd never refuse a request from her. So he hired me as his housekeeper. Liz was pleased. I think she was tired of cooking and cleaning. Yeah, James and I were close. He was a nice boss. Why'd you ask? Oh my God, are you serious? No, I had no idea I was in his will. That's unbelievable. Why would he? I mean, I'm just a maid. Why would he give me money? I don't know. Honestly, I don't. What are you even asking, Detective? Look, I want to help. Really, I do. If I will you promise not to tell anyone about this? Fine, whatever. Look, James wasn't perfect. He and his wife were distant when he hired me. I don't think they liked each other much, and I definitely don't think they were having sex. One day, I was in the kitchen, just cutting vegetables and cooking a roast in the oven. James came in and he was kind of stressed, you know? A little drunk, too. I tried to comfort him and things got a bit personal. Viv was giving him shit and Liz wasn't talking to him. He was lonely. Things escalated a bit and... Look, we had sex, okay? Consensual. I mean, I wouldn't say I wanted it, but it's not like he forced himself on me or anything. I didn't want to lose my job, and I let him fuck me. He took me from behind, over the counter. It wasn't horrible. I mean, he was pretty gentle, all things considered. I honestly wouldn't have had a problem with it if he'd just pulled out. I told him I wasn't on the pill, but he just got a bit excited, I guess, and I freaked out, and we got in a bit of a fight. Yeah, I got pregnant. I didn't want the baby, and neither did he. So James took me to the clinic and we got it taken care of. But he was careless and Liz found out. That's why they got divorced. Because of me. James kept me on as the housekeeper, but I swear, Detective, he never touched me again. Nobody's touched me since then. I've kind of had some trust issues with men. I don't know what you're asking. I'm telling you the truth. Okay, fine. He raped me, okay? I tell myself it wasn't so bad, that he was gentle, but he wasn't. He wasn't. He bent me over the counter. He fucked me raw. And he came inside me. I can't even convince myself to date anyone. Even the thought of sex just, it just makes me feel awful. It's an awful feeling, Detective. You're very kind. You make me feel really safe. Can I give you a hug, Detective? Thank you. This is a nice hug. I like this. I like you. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. That was so inappropriate of me. Really? You liked it? Can I kiss you again? Yeah? This is the first time I've been aroused without being scared in a long time, Detective. I think I want to have sex with you. Will you do it? Will you fuck me? God. Oh my fucking God. It's been so long since it's been so long since a man hiked up my skirt like that. Are you Oh fuck. Oh, you're pulling my panties down. Oh, you're going to eat me out, aren't you? Yes. Yes, I want it. Oh, please. Eat my pussy, baby. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God, that feels so good. Oh, God, yeah, right there. Oh, your tongue feels so good inside me. Oh, so fucking good. You. I can feel your nose digging into my clit. Oh, God damn. Oh, God damn, baby. How's my pussy taste? Is it good? Oh, fuck. I'll take that as a yes. Oh. this, you know. Oh, oh, I bet you've... I bet you've had a lot of practice, right? I love a man who perfects his craft. Stop. No. Just stop licking. I just listen. No, I liked what you were doing. How could I not? I need you in me. I need your dick right now. Whoa. You're big. Oh, fuck. Did eating my pussy really get you that hard? Oh, you're amazing. Wow, I've never tasted my pussy on a man's lips before. Yeah, it's good. It's good. I like it. That's enough. I need you to fuck me. Right over here. That's right. I want it like it was before, but my way this time. I want it gentle. I want to feel safe and in control. Can you do that for me? I'm going to trust you, okay? Bend me over and take me. Don't make a fool out of me, baby. Just make love to me. Oh, fuck, Jesus Christ. You haven't even put it in, but I'm already dripping on the floor. Don't tease me, detective. Ease that big, beautiful cock inside me. Now. That's it. Nice and slow. Let me feel it. Every last inch. Oh, you did it. You're in me to the hilt. Don't move just yet. Let me get used to this. You're bigger than I'm used to. I'm ready. Let's do it, baby. Let's...
Oh, you didn't even hesitate. You must really need this. Really need me. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're fucking me so gently. So lovingly. Oh, that's right. That's right, baby. In and out. Just like that. Keep going. I need this. I need this so fucking bad. It's been so long. Too long. Do you like that big ass of mine? Don't be shy, baby. Touch it. I want you to. Detective. Your hands are so powerful. So warm. I feel so safe with you holding me like this. Fucking me like this. Oh, I'm yours. Oh, I'm yours. Oh, I belong to you now, baby. Take good care of me. Treat me right. I need you to. I need you to. Oh, God, you struck me. You struck my ass. Oh, no, it's okay. I liked it. It was. Oh, fuck, it was so damn hot. Do it again. Please. Spank that ass, baby. Fuck. Oh, this is what I wanted. You're perfect. You hear me? This is the best sex of my life. The absolute best. Do you mind if I rub my clit? No, it's not that. You're amazing. I want to come for you. I want to drench that rigid cock with all that pussy juice. Will you let me? Will you let me come on your cock, baby? Oh, thank you. On that big bad cock. Yeah? Oh, I bet you love it. I bet you can't get enough of it. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, God, baby. I'm there. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, I'm gonna cream on that cock. I'm gonna... Oh, God, I'm gonna blow. Oh, fuck. Oh, hold me. Hold me close. Take me into your arms and feel me come. Feel it, baby. Fuck. Oh, I love... Oh,
Oh. Holy shit. Holy fucking shit. Did you feel it? Did you feel me quivering around you while I came? Oh. It felt like my whole world was coming down around me. I thought I was going to pass out. No, no. I was not about to say I love you. I was... Okay, fine. I was about to say that. But I caught myself, okay? It was just the orgasm talking, baby. But I do love that cock of yours. I think it's time we made him come, don't you think? Good. Now, take those big, powerful hands of yours. Grab my fucking hips. And use me like a goddamn cock sleeve. Do it. I want it. Oh, detective, you're getting a little bit rowdy back there, aren't you? Oh, I don't mind. Oh, give it to me. Fuck me, baby. That pussy's yours. It's all yours. Oh, fuck. Oh, is that young pussy nice and tight for you? Does it make you want to come? Yeah. You're getting ready, baby. Getting ready to paint my ass with that thick sperm of yours. Oh, it's okay. It's all right. You can come now. It's time for you to let go. Oh, please give it to me. Please paint me white. Just remember to pull out. I don't want to get pregnant again. Please give me what I want. Blow that load on my ass cheeks, baby. Oh, that's it. That's it. Oh, I feel it. Oh, I feel you pulsing, spasming. Oh, pull out. Blow that shit all over me. Do it. Must have been tempting to blow inside me. Oh, my fucking god. My ass is covered in your jizz. And don't think I didn't notice that spurt hit the back of my neck. You've really got some exit velocity, you know that? You kind of ruined my outfit, though. No, it's okay. I'm not going to be working here anymore anyway. My... Well, I don't know if you noticed, but my boss was murdered tonight, so I'm gonna have to update my resume tomorrow. If you don't throw the book at me, that is. If you don't arrest me, well, maybe you could see fit to hire me as a secretary. I'm sure you've got lots of case files you need organizing down at the precinct. Hey, you've got a little cum dribbling down your cock. Come here. Let me clean you up. Oh, you've got tasty cum. You know that. You're welcome. Anyway, I'd better get myself cleaned up. I don't want to have to face the others covered in cum. Go on. I'm sure you've got more investigating to do. Don't let me stop you. Oh, and Detective, thank you. Sincerely. I feel a lot better now.